Who wants to be born these days?
It's a baby boy, Mr. Smith. 7 pounds, 5 ounces. It's a baby girl, Senor Gonzalez. 8 pounds, 1 ounce. Sure, it's a baby boy, Mr. O'Hara. 7 pounds even.
And then one day, there were none. A baby is the traditional symbol of the new year. For its New Year's program, the Columbia Workshop is going to tell you not about one baby, not about hundreds of babies, but about thousands of babies. Who Wants to Be Born These Days? Adapted for radio by Jerry Schwartz and Stanley Rubin from their book of the same name. Charles Vander is our director. Original music is by Alexander Semler.
Well, it's somebody's birthday. Guess who's? Well, how are you babies today? Huh? Well, we've always had a lot of fun guessing. Come on now.
Who do you think it is? Huh?
I'll tell you that.
You're the lucky fella, Johnny.
Me?
That's right. You're expected any minute.
Oh, no.
All right, Johnny. What's this all about?
I refuse to be burned.
You refuse? Huh?
I thought I was burned. I didn't mean to, but I did. And I looked through it, and I saw the earth, and it's awful. And I refuse to be burned.
Well, it certainly beats all.
Aren't you going to be burned?
Oh, no, sirree. This is way out of my jurisdiction. I'll have to consult the authorities about this.
Rigged up here.
What have you done to the clouds?
We're from the earth with two sons of them. That ought to fix things.
No use, Johnny.
Why? What do the authorities have to say, Uncle Pete?
Well, son, you caught them all with their wings down.
Mr. Pete, I want to be born.
And you!
Just not do yet. You're too young.
How old am I?
Next week, you'll be minus 39 years old.
Well,
babies, if... I don't know if you're as innocent as you look, but what you've got here is a strike. And when there's labor trouble up here, that's mighty serious.
Last night, I was fast asleep under my cloud blanket when, suddenly, a sound awakened me. It was Andy slipping away in the night. Must have meant for a traitor, he said. He had courage, because none of us babies had ever been up at night before. But I suspected he was going to scare us out, so I fired him. Hi, this is Jerry. What are you going to scare us out?
My goodness. Gee, you framed that with a fact.
Andy saw, and Andy saw what I saw. Was I the pig asleep? Mr. Pig, wake up.
Oh, Andy, what are you doing up at night?
I came to tell you that I'm on your side, Mr. Pig.
Well, Andy, you can't just be born with a snap of the fingers. Your parents have to want you.
That important?
Oh, it's very important. Imagine being born to somebody who didn't want you.
This sounds terrible.
It is, Andy. I guess you better run on back to bed.
I'm scared now. I'm afraid to go back alone. I'll take you back, Andy.
Oh, Johnny. Hey, there's night walking. It's getting to be quite a habit.
I came to get my friend Andy. Thanks, Johnny. I was afraid he'd be awfully mad at me. I was. But that's all over now. Come on, take my hand.
That's nice. Hey, what am I laughing about? When they start sticking together like that, it really means trouble.
From that point on, the babies were 100% united. But then...
HLRB. The Heavenly Labor Relations Board. We've got to settle this thing.
How come?
Prayers. Never heard so many of them in all my days. The biggest shipment of them since the fall of Jericho. And all for you kids. We can't handle such a volume of business. So, young fella, we have to do something about it.
I say let them pray.
Now, look here, kids. I'd suggest sitting down and, talking things over.
There's nothing more to say. We're just going to stay up here.
Now, wait a minute. You can't do that. If you're not born, within 90 or 100 years, there won't be a soul left on Earth.
Well, that would be swell for the soul. Maybe later on, we'll go on. Well, nobody left there, and then we can start doing things right.
Uh-huh. Well, there's one little thing you're forgetting. If you wait that long, you'll never be able to be born.
Well,
don't you see? Don't you see? There'd be nobody left to be born to. And every baby's got to have a father and a mother. It's in the rule book. Now, look, you babies have some very fine ideas. So, why don't you start being born? Take them down with you.
Uncle Keith, from the way we see it, can't work. You can't speak on Earth until you're 4 or 5 years old. And in some places, never, really. That's not fair. We reduce the media.
You're sure you wouldn't care to discuss terms before I leave?
Well, if you'd give us a minute, Uncle Pete, I think we'll talk it over among ourselves.
Sure, Johnny. Right ahead. Teach me how babies get smarter and smarter all the time.
Well, all right, Uncle Pete. We've got terms for you.
Well, let's hear.
They might be a little unusual, but we feel this is very important. So here's what we want. Send one baby down to us. Uncle Pete certainly didn't waste any time with the terms we gave him. He was back in a couple of hours.
The terms have been okayed. Well, that is a pleasure getting back to work again. But who's it going to be? Huh?
We forgot all about that. Who's eligible?
Well, let me consult this scroll. Quite a few piled up. As a matter of fact, any number of you are not only due, you're overdue. There's Gregory, Gwendolyn, and Tommy, and Michelle, and it... Why, yes, they're you, Johnny.
Johnny, of course. Johnny, he's our man.
Johnny's the one.
Johnny.
Second
motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Johnny, you're elected. Congratulations, old man.
But,
take my hand, Johnny. This is the threshold of life.
Daddy.
Here. Well, let's slip this on now.
What is it?
It's just your little parachute, Johnny. Let me tell you how to use it. You step over the threshold, count 10, and you pull the cord.
Daddy.
Oh, now you don't have to hold your nose when you jump.
Oh, all right, all right. I'm ready.
Yes, Johnny.
I'm nervous. I just can't count. Just comes after 7.
Why, 8, Johnny.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes, Johnny.
Well, there I go. Goodbye.
Now it's here. A real baby. A live baby. An honest to goodness baby. It's been born. Congratulations. It's a boy.
Hello, Sam. Yeah, it was born, a boy. Hot chief. Miss Miami has picked. It's been born. Let you Simpson get this. Here's the news the whole world's been waiting for. Today at City Hospital, a baby was born.
Of the world depending on you, young fella. It's a good thing you're such a healthy specimen.
Everybody,
please.
Oh, that's him. That's my baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to you from the delivery room of City Hospital, where the first baby has been born since the week of November 20th. As if the baby alone were not enough, the doctor has just startled us with an amazing statement, which we are waiting to catch on now. In the room are reporters and news and photographers and the proud father.
Ladies and gentlemen, you won't believe me. This baby, born just a few minutes ago, is reaching for the bars of his crib. He's slowly pulling himself to his feet. He's wobbling just a bit. But there he is, standing up.
No, listen!
It's true, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it yourself. He did speak. And now he... I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. I can't talk.
A baby. Curt, complete, uncanny.
Mrs. Roosevelt wrote a column about me.
may conceive. When after my lecture at Seattle, I telephoned and chatted with the talking baby.
They even debated about me.
We, the debate team of Morris High School, challenge to Whit Clinton on the subject, resolve that speech can be inherited.
The only thing I didn't understand was what Virality had to say.
Jove speaks.
And you know what? I got a special invitation to appear on Quiz Kid. My name is Sheldon Olding. I am 10 years old.
My name is June Morley. I am 12 years old.
My name is Johnny. I am 3 days old. Sam Golden offered me a movie contest. Life put me on its cover. And there was even a song written about me. It became number one on the hit parade.
If I could have talked when I was one day old, my words would have been these sweet words of love and
Give the sign, we beg you. Let the babies be born again.
Okay, Dad. May the great one come.
Yeah, and the little child did meet him.
At the peak was a long way up, but I heard him say it. Well, now you know what really happened. It's about time I told it. I'm grown up, you know, and I didn't want to forget any of it. I thought it was high time I checked down my memoirs. You see, yesterday, I was 1 year old.
Tonight, the Columbia Workshop presented Who Wants to Be Born These Days, based on a book by Jerry Schwartz and Stanley Rubin, and featuring Dolores Gillen as Johnny. Director of the program was Charles Vander, Western Program Director of CBS. Original music was composed and conducted by Alexander Samler. Columbia Workshop is presented from New York, and next week offers The Fish on the Bathroom Floor, written by Thomas Lyle Collins and directed by Howard G. Barnes. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.